There are a couple things that other things I want to say about filtration. I mentioned before the filtration membrane. This is the membrane that's going to be around the glomerulus, and it's the membrane through which the water and the solutes are going to move. And these have specialized cells called podocytes that facilitate filtration. These are involved with filtration. And when materials are pushed out of the glomerulus into the capsule, once that water and dissolved ions are pushed into the capsule, they are now called filtrate. So the word for what's traveling through the nephron is filtrate, and it will be called filtrate until you get to the collecting ducts, at which point it becomes urine. And I want to point out what exactly becomes filtrate. What does pass through the filtration membrane from the glomerulus into the capsule? Of course, we did talk about water, so water is going to move and become filtrate. Many ions are going to move through and become part of the filtrate. Glucose is small enough that it is forced out of the bloodstream and into the capsule, so it becomes part of the filtrate. Some of the plasma proteins, as long as they're small enough, and those are the main things that are going to travel into the filtrate. Also, any kind of metabolic wastes. The things that do not pass through the filtration membrane and will not become, under normal circumstances, part of the filtrate are the blood cells. So these are going to remain in the bloodstream, and they will leave the glomerulus through that efferent arteriole, normally they will not be part of the filtrate, so they would not be traveling out with the urine. And I just want to point out that when the after filtration takes place and the filtrate starts to move from the capsule into the nephron, the first place it's going to go is the first part of the nephron, which is called the proximal convoluted tubule. It's called proximal because it's closest to the capsule, the corpuscle. And it's called convoluted because it actually is quite convoluted in shape. And I do want to point out that about 180 liters of filtrate are produced per day. So think about that. What would it be like if all of that filtrate, if your kidneys are filtering about 180 liters per day, that would be 180 liter pop bottles of urine every single day that you would be producing. So you'd become pretty dehydrated pretty quickly. And so it's important to note that even though 180 liters of urine, of filtrate is produced every single day, not all of that becomes urine. Much of it is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream.